What's up, podcast listeners? Shout out to Brian Gara from the Rocket Network for putting this one together. This is a wrap-up after Storytelling for Business, our live event, speaking to some of the participants, sharing some of their takeaways, what are they going to use in their business, and some of the gold that you might be able to use in your business as well. Brian, thanks so much for putting this together. We love it when our audience helps us with content. I think you're going to enjoy this and get a lot of value. Enjoy the episode. Let's get down to business.
And now some words from some members of the audience.
Thanks, guys, for stepping in the studio today. We're just talking about the storytelling show that Nathaniel just put on. If I could have you both just introduce yourselves.
Yeah, so my name's Neil Gibb, and I'm from the HMO Property Co. We are residential developers. We specialize in affordable accommodation.
Awesome. Welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Ken Ho, and I'm from Kairos Business Solutions. I'm a ERP consultancy, or my company does ERP consultancy, and what we do is we help businesses get the most out of their business systems.
Okay. So you both have a lot to learn here today, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's really good. And is this your first time seeing Nathaniel speak?
It's now my second time I've seen him. I've only just come across him on LinkedIn. I've only just started using LinkedIn, and I think that's probably why I've just come across him now. But the content that he delivers is pretty good, and that's what's brought me here tonight.
Yeah, he's very active on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, it's the first time for me to meet Nathaniel and come to WeWork, actually. And I've already been researching Nathaniel on LinkedIn and his YouTube channel and stuff.
Right. And you can see all of his previous talks on the YouTube as well.
Yeah.
But I would say the best bits are on LinkedIn. So you can really just surf his LinkedIn page and get all the good stuff and then go back into topics you really like.
Yeah. The hashtag AskNat. It's actually really good. I can see all his content from the last couple of weeks and all the tips that he has.
Yeah, the hashtag system on LinkedIn is much more efficient than Instagram, because it's not so watered down.
Yeah.
I guess if you go ask Nat on Instagram, I bet it would be billions of people posting that. So
Yeah.
Not even worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. What was the biggest thing you guys took away from the talk today, storytelling specifically?
So I'm pretty active on, I'd say I'm pretty active compared to Nathan. I'm very non-existent on social media, but we post quite a few of our projects and what we learned through the projects and the results that we've got from the projects that we've done. So we push quite a lot of that through Facebook and it gets quite a bit of traction. And I've been using LinkedIn for probably the last 3 to 4 months and haven't been getting the traction that I've been wanting to get, or this brought me to the event tonight. And although it wasn't just focused on LinkedIn in general, I think the content of how to write the story and curate the story itself, I mean, I took 4 pages worth of notes there, so.
It's super important.
Yeah.
And what do you think you learned most from today, or?
Okay, so I've just started my company not long ago, so I'm still building my brand, and what really resonate with me here is I need to tell a story instead of giving out just facts, because I'm a technical person, or I come from a technical background, and everything to me is facts. I like to say that, oh, you can do this in this time and this is how much you have to pay, but it doesn't sound like people want that. They want to feel good about it. So it needs to be more of, if you do this, what will you get at the end of it and how it will help you and your company or your customers.
So
that's my biggest takeaway, telling a story and letting them feel good about it.
And showing what your customers or what your successful clients have done.
Yep.
Like curating that selection of your best clients or the best results and showing everyone that is good for your own brand and it's good for their brands.
Yep.
That's sure really is. A lot of cross promotion there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And what do you think you'll do tomorrow or within the next 2 days based on what you learned today?
Well, I'm going to go back and review all the content that I've posted over the last probably 2 months and just see what I could have done differently and what I will do differently in the future moving forward. And I'm probably due a video on Facebook and LinkedIn, so I'll probably try and put something together that's based around what we learned tonight.
You can just post anything. Just do it. And if you don't like it, delete it.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I have been posting stuff, but I obviously haven't been hitting the correct metrics that Nathan provided tonight.
Yep.
So I'm going to try and build a story around the actual project that we're talking about rather than just waffle on about what we did, how much money we spent, and how much we made,
etc. Yeah, because the customers, the potential customers, need to know not what you've put into it, but what they can get out of it.
Hmm.
I mean, it's all sales.
Yeah.
All sales. If you treat social media like Nathaniel does, or like a lot of people in the room do, it's just a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
All of it's a sales pitch, and they're just, you're pushing them down your funnel to whatever's next. That's really good. Nice. Okay. What do you think you'll do tomorrow or the next few days?
Yeah, the first thing I'm going to do is try to write a story behind what I'm providing, you know, so that customers can relate to it instead of saying, oh, I provide a solution. It needs to be more of, why do you use us, and what are the outcome that you'll get from us through a story.
Right, right. What do you think your story will look like?
I'm not sure yet, but the idea is more about if you use us, we will be able to help you get more out of business systems.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, also, it's a bit tough if you've just started, because you don't have the results stacked up.
Yep.
But what you can do is go through people who post things like you would and kind of draw from their story. And start there.
Okay.
Be a really good spot to start.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll do that.
Well, thanks guys for coming in, and hope to see you at the next one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thanks guys.
Cheers.
Hi guys, welcome to the studio from after the show of Nathaniel's storytelling at WeWork here. If you could just go around and introduce yourselves. So go ahead, Morgan.
Okay, my name's Morgan. I'm a photographer and content creator and a digital marketer. Yeah, I actually shoot content for Nathaniel. Yeah, I attend these WeWork meetups with him just to shoot some content for him and the people that attend. The biggest takeaway that I got from today's talk was not talking about yourself so much when it comes to content. And it's talking about the problems and what the customer is going through and how you can help them solve the problem. So I kind of knew a little bit about that, but how Nathaniel explained it really sort of drilled it in just a little bit deeper. Like, it gave me more clarity on the stuff that I've read and watched before. So definitely in the next 48 hours, I'll be reviewing what I have been doing already, and then how I can change what I have been doing to go in a different direction to serve the customer more than what I already am. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, this whole industry, digital marketing, is all customer-based.
Yeah.
And you're just pushing people down the sales wherever they go and wherever they do. You want another client out of this.
Yeah.
So it's really important, to just tell your story and get it out there for everyone to see. I think you do it pretty well through your stories. Definitely.
Oh, I mean... I'm very super self-critical, so especially on my own stuff. So it's just, I don't see it, but I mean, if other people sort of see it, then that's awesome. But I always think that there's room for improvement, no matter what I do.
Yeah, that's good. That's the professional level I think these guys are at as well.
Yeah.
It's just push, push, push. I know Q is just nonstop grinding all the time, and that results show.
All in the illusion.
Well, that brings us to Quentin. You want to introduce yourself and what brought you here?
Yeah, guys, my name is Quentin Tufola. I have a podcast where I interview millionaires. The reason why I came here to Nathaniel's storytelling is I really need work on that part of my presenting on that platform, on my social media platforms. And I know that everyone has a story to tell, but a lot of it for me just comes down to clarity. And what I've taken away from today's sit down is really just, in terms of content, is letting the market organize the content. Let the market decide what content, instead of me just sitting there and trying to figure it all out.
Yep.
Ask the question, guys, what do you want to hear? Well, who do you want to listen to? Or who do you want to listen from? Or what content inspires you guys in terms of what message, or what do you want? What do you guys want to hear?
Yep.
So that's my biggest takeaway. And implementing that, now that I've taken a photo of Nathaniel's template of working calendar and content calendar, I'm going to implement that and really just design my own content calendar, making sure that no more spontaneous posts and last minute posts, which are really renowned to do so. Clarity taken away from that, and organization is my takeaway.
Nice. Yeah, organization is definitely something I'm working on still as well.
I think we all suck at organization.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ed, you want to?
Yeah, hi. Ed K. Smith from Online Impact. We're a digital marketing agency based in Australia, based in Perth, where I founded the company 17 years ago, which is getting scary. before digital marketing, it was digital marketing. I've come along to always learn more in the realm of social media. I don't believe you know it all. You've got to come and experience different things from different people and get a different take on maybe some things you get too close to. And because I'm in this space and I'm dealing with it with clients all the time, I think I always need a refresh and a different viewpoint. And Nathaniel's very close to what's going on a daily basis, and he's always posting and he's in my feed 75 times a day. So he's obviously doing something right. So that's one of the reasons I've come along. But I think ultimately what I've been seeing tonight, and I agree with Quinton on having the planner for the social media content, because I haven't been planning as I should be. So that's one thing that I'll be implementing. Another thing which seems very logical now, because I've been podcasting for 12 years, was to take the content that I've got, in particular video content, but the same with audio content, and just cutting it up for repurposing that content to have much more to be able to post on a daily basis, using 1 hour's worth of video. Potentially there's 20, 30 pieces of content that can come out of that one video. Seems very obvious, but sometimes you need the obvious pointed out to you. So so always keen to learn more, and Nathaniel's got some great stuff to share, and he's at the coalface of it. Hence the reason I'm here.
So do you think you'll be posting more of your stuff onto LinkedIn?
Oh, definitely more into LinkedIn. I've been picking up my activity on LinkedIn, writing articles, but there's always more to do. But the new podcast that we're doing at Online Impact, we're interviewing people globally who have a strong online impact with their businesses and what they're doing. That is in a video and audio format, so it works perfectly for splitting that content up, not just as the original whole podcast. So that's a big one for me.
Nice. And just quick to wrap up, what do you think you guys do in the next couple of days to change it? I know we kind of touched on it, but specifically one thing that you took from tonight.
I'd probably do more in-depth market research into who I really want to target. Like, because Nathaniel spoke about niching down, like, as much as possible. So definitely we'll be doing that, and organization.
Nice. All right, Quentin?
I'm just going to go against the grain with my posts, I think. I think Nathaniel mentioned that if you're a comedian, you'd kill it on LinkedIn. I'm not saying I'm a comedian, but I...
That was pretty funny.
You are a funny man.
But I like to have fun. I'm not all business. Mm-hmm. I'm a family man. I'm also like to mock people as well. I also like to take it as well. So I'm just going to try something different on LinkedIn and see where that goes.
Nice. And Ed?
Spending much more time on crafting the story, so it has a much stronger focus, completely away from me and towards potential clients and people I'm trying to attract, and planning that content out with the planner is definitely a thing I'll be doing now.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks guys for coming in, and
no worries.
Thanks, Brian.
Hopefully see you at the next event.
Definitely.
For sure.
All right. Thanks,
cheers. Guys.